This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav has announced the development of two major electronics manufacturing clusters in Tamil Nadu. These clusters, with an investment of 1,112 crore rupees, will be established at Pillaipakkam and Manalur. The initiative aims to strengthen India's position in the global electronic system design and manufacturing ESDM sector.
With investment of 1,112 crore, these two will be set up as very large electronics manufacturing clusters, and that will help our growth of electronics manufacturing in Tamil Nadu in a very big way. And that is the spirit of our Prime Minister.
The announcement was made during the inauguration of Zetwerk Electronics' new manufacturing facility in Chennai yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said that spread across 15 acres, this facility will play a key role in boosting Tamil Nadu's electronics manufacturing industry and supporting India's ambition of achieving a 500 billion ESDM market. India will become the world's third largest economy by 2028, overtaking Germany, according to a report by global financial services firm Morgan Stanley. The report said Indian economy, valued at $3.5 trillion in 2023, is projected to expand to $4.7 trillion by 2026. In 2028, India will overtake Germany as its economy will expand to $5.7 trillion, Morgan Stanley said. The report said India has emerged as the world's most sought-after consumer market and has gained share in global output, facilitated by stable macroeconomic policies and improved infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune in to his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Mr. Fridman said he had an epic three-hour podcast conversation with Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, the podcaster said it was one of the most powerful conversations of his life. Nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have started. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The Padma Awards, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. The awards seek to recognize the work of distinction and is given for distinguished and exceptional achievements in all disciplines such as art, literature, education, sports, medicine, social work, science and engineering, public affairs, civil service and trade and industry. All persons without distinction of race, occupation, position or gender are eligible for these awards. Government servants, including those working with PSUs, except doctors and scientists, are not eligible for Padma Awards. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia will inaugurate the Fit India Carnival at JLN Stadium in New Delhi today. The three-day fitness and wellness festival aims to promote a healthy and active lifestyle, aligning with the Fit India movement's vision of a fitter, healthier and obesity-free nation. It will include a host of sports activities, include rope skipping, stationary cycling, arm wrestling, cricket bowling, and among others. The inauguration will also be attended by Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khatse, and Bollywood actor Ayushmann Khurrana. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit clash, Mumbai Indians clinched their second title as Delhi Capitals choked for the third time in succession. In the summit clash played at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai, Harmanpreet Kaur scintillating 44 ball 66 powered Mumbai Indians to a fighting 149 for the loss of 7 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capitals batters put undue pressure on themselves to finish at 141 for nine despite late search of Marizan cap and teenager Nikki Prasad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.